news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
With everything else going on, it's the weather that once again leads the news. While much of the nation is freezing and Texas is suffering record cold temperatures and lots of snow, and millions of households are without water or power, experts are warning us to get used to it. More strange weather is on the way. Now, utility crews are working overtime to restore power to nearly 3.4 million customers around the country, most of them in Texas, after this extreme winter storm slammed states from the southwest to the northeast. Single-digit temperatures are unusual for Texas, so it created a big surge in demand for heat that overwhelmed the power grid and cut off electricity to millions of homes and businesses. Pipes are bursting, pulling down ceilings and flooding living spaces, while 7 million Texans are under a water boil advisory. Keep in mind, it's kind of hard to boil the water when you have no power. And now at least 30 people have died in connection with the weather. Of course, we all heard Texas Governor Greg Abbott try to place the blame for the power failures on the wind turbines and the Green New Deal.
Sean, this shows how the Green New Deal would be a deadly deal for the United States of America. Our wind and our solar got shut down, and they were collectively more than 10% of our power grid.
Actually, it's under 10%. But that's typical for Greg Abbott and his ilk. What happened was that the geniuses in charge decided to have Texas's power grid apart from the rest of the country. And then they decided not to weatherize the equipment to protect the state from the type of catastrophe they're experiencing now. They decided to do it on the cheap, and the people of Texas are now paying a massive price. But the Republicans who run the state are showing their true colors. Tim Boyd, the mayor of Colorado City, Texas, posted on Facebook, quote, "The city and county, along with power providers or any other service, owes you nothing," in all caps. "I'm sick and tired of people looking for a damn handout. If you're sitting at home in the cold because you have no power and are sitting there waiting for someone to come rescue you because you're lazy, Y-O-U-R, is a direct result of your raising." What? He continued, "This is sadly a product of socialist government where they feed people to believe that few will work and others will become dependent for handouts." Really, the mayor of Colorado City, Texas, he continued, quote, "I'll be damned if I'm going to provide for anyone that's capable of doing it themselves. Bottom line, quit crying and looking for a handout. Get off your ass and take care of your own family. Only the strong will survive and the weak will perish." P-A-R-I-S-H. Colorado City, Texas, that's who you elected as mayor. Well, after an outcry, he resigned. But Greg Abbott is still governor. Oh, and if you're wondering what Senator Ted Cruz is doing to help the millions of people suffering in the state he was elected to represent, well, he and his family on Wednesday boarded a plane and flew to Cancun, Mexico on vacation. Oh, and another storm front is moving in, bringing what's expected to be another blast of ice and snow that could cause further problems. This climate crisis, which only threatens to get worse, is begging for something more than a Biden-led infrastructure week, and the administration seems to be ready to deliver. Well, once the COVID relief bill is passed. Politico is reporting, quote, "Senior Democratic officials have discussed proposing as much as $3 trillion in new spending as part of what they envision is a wide-ranging jobs and infrastructure package that would be the foundation of Biden's Build Back Better program. Aides are cautioning, though, that the spending figures are highly preliminary and subject to change. But," they continue, "unlike under Trump, when infrastructure week after week came and went with nothing ever happening, Biden is expected to take a big swing at the issue and package together funding for expanded broadband networks, bridge and road repairs, as well as technology to reduce greenhouse gases." In the meantime, the Biden administration formally rolled out a major immigration plan Thursday, introducing legislation that would create an 8-year path to citizenship for millions of immigrants already in the country and provide a faster track for undocumented immigrants brought to the U.S. as children, you know, the dreamers. The next challenge is getting Congress on board. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi only has a 5-vote margin, while Senate Democrats definitely need some Republican support to cross that 60-vote threshold needed to pass the measure. They currently have 50 seats. There are, however, already multiple standalone bills in Congress aimed at revising smaller pieces of the immigration system, as the huge bill might have to be broken up in order to pass. How to move forward is, well, now up to Congress. So, it's the middle of February. This has been a really tough year as the planet has been dealing with COVID. One consequence comes via new data from the CDC, who tells us that life expectancy in the United States fell by a full year during the first half of 2020. The last time life expectancy at birth dropped more dramatically was during World War II. This decrease reflects the toll of the pandemic, as well as a rise in deaths from drug overdoses, heart attacks, and diseases, according to the new analysis that shows American lifespans dropping from 78.8 years in 2019 to 77.8 years in 2020. It also showed much larger racial and ethnic disparities. Life expectancy of the Black population declined by 2.7 years in the first half of 2020, negating 20 years of gains. The life expectancy gap between Black and white Americans, which had been narrowing, is now at 6 years, the widest it's been since 1998. And access to a vaccine seems like a crapshoot. It varies state by state. In Florida, where this report originates, the governor is playing games with availability. Ron DeSantis, who's been nicknamed Moron Death Sentence by many of us who are subject to his nonsense, recently made a deal with Publix, a supermarket chain that has supported him and other Republicans with huge donations, making them the exclusive provider in a number of counties. On Wednesday, DeSantis lashed out at critics from both sides of the aisle who were questioning his decision to set up a pop-up vaccination site in a wealthy community in Manatee County populated by many big donors. In fact, Republican Manatee County Commissioner Misty Servia said, "You're taking the whitest demographic, the richest demographic in Manatee County, and putting them ahead of everybody else." She called the optics, quote, "very bad." Well, Death Sentence responded by threatening to pull the vaccinations from that county.
"But look, I mean, if Manatee County doesn't like us doing this, then we are totally fine with putting this in counties that want it. And we're totally happy to do that. So anyone that's saying that, let us know. If you want us to send to Sarasota next time, or Charlotte, or Pasco, or wherever, let us know. We're happy to do it."
That man is just despicable. And finally, from the one step up, two steps back files, the South Carolina House on Wednesday passed a bill banning nearly all abortions, joining several other Republican-dominated states working to overturn Roe v. Wade. The bill in South Carolina, which was approved overwhelmingly, still has to go through one more procedural vote on Thursday before landing on the desk of Governor Henry McMaster, who said he promised to sign it quickly. The bill requires doctors to check for a fetal heartbeat using ultrasounds, and when one is found, it outlaws abortion, except in cases where the pregnancy resulted from rape or incest, or if the pregnant woman's life is in danger. This assault on women's reproductive rights is a direct result of Mitch McConnell, now Senate Minority Leader, who succeeded in his quest to install a generation of right-wing judges, making that his signature accomplishment in the Trump years. Now that the Democrats have control of the Senate, we'll see if they have learned anything about playing hardball from their colleagues across the aisle. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.